You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this 7th day of April. It's a Thursday afternoon. We're joined now by Mike Tenori. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Thanks for being with us, Mike.
Hey, you're welcome, Todd.
Let's start in South America. I have mentioned a couple of times on the air, and I think mostly because you've talked about it a little bit, if things turned off very quickly to the dry season in South America with the late start to their planting last fall, which delayed, of course, the corn planting this spring, it could turn ugly fast. What are your thoughts on the Safrinha corn crop in Brazil at this point?
Well, the situation there is getting much more interesting and potentially more serious because it has stopped raining. If you look at rainfall since March 26th, they should normally receive around 1.5 inches of rain in their southern corn areas and about 3.5 inches of rain in their northern corn areas. So that's telling you that they still get significant rainfall in late March and early April. By the time you move into June, though, much of these areas receive no rain. It basically doesn't rain in June, July, and August in the northern to half to two-thirds of the corn belt in Brazil. And so since rain has already stopped, at least temporarily, this is a bit of concern because most of these areas receive very little rainfall since the end of March. Now, it did rain before that, so the first 2 to 3 weeks of March were not all that dry. But we're in the important period of development now. Most of the corn in northern Brazil was planted in February, with the later planting having occurred in the beginning of March. So more than likely, corn is beginning to soak or at least approach that silking phase. We haven't seen too much in the way of rainfall. Our bigger concern going forward is that every week is drier than the next as you go forward through May. And by the time you get to the end of May, you really wouldn't expect to see much in the way of rain. So it is possible that the lack of rain that started about a week and a half to 2 weeks ago is simply marking an early start to that dry season. If that were to be the case, it would become a significant issue going forward because you have to have rain in this area. It's not like the U.S. where we have very deep, rich soil that can take in all the water and then hold it. They have sandy soils, and they need rain frequently. So going forward, the forecast isn't looking all that promising. There's a large upper-level high centered on the key areas of Brazil, and because of that, we've seen very little rainfall, again, since the end of March. There won't be a whole lot going forward. Some of the fringe areas will see rain, especially the western and southern areas, but we still think that at least half of the production belt is probably not going to see much in the way of rainfall over the next 2 weeks. And again, keep in mind, 2 weeks from now, it's typically drier than it is today, just because, again, the climate steadily dries out from April through May. So this could become a big issue going forward, but we have to just keep an eye on it.
The other area that you're concerned about is the panhandle of Oklahoma, parts of Texas, parts of Kansas, where the wheat crop came out of dormancy early, and now it's in really dry conditions, too.
Well, that's right. And the area of dryness is considerably larger than the area you just mentioned. It extends from southern Nebraska through basically the entire state of Kansas, most of Oklahoma, and most of Texas, at least as far as where the wheat is. If you look at a map of Texas, you'll look at it and see that only parts of it are dry, but it's right in that key wheat area. Our calculations we run over here show that 56% of U.S. hard red winter wheat production received less than half of its normal rainfall over the last 60 days. That's a pretty big area. That's more than half of it. As we move forward, we do have some rain that will hit there Monday and Tuesday, but those chances don't look all that great. It looks like a quarter of an inch may be limited at this point to the eastern third of the wheat belt. We're going to need to see more than that. There is another chance coming up next weekend, so 10 to 14 days from now. That could end up being the event that they really need to see. But at some point, it's going to have to rain. We can't go that long and add the month of April to this without seeing significant rainfall.
Hey, thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate you being with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
You too, Mike Tenores with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. That wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.